We have on the phone with us Chris Domino, who is a turkey farmer. How are you doing, Chris?
Doing great.
Well, you're not just... Oh, wait. Is that turkeys I hear in the background
What is sound in the background?
It is.
turkeys, yep. You are working right now. No rest for you, huh?
That's right.
Well, you... where is your farm located, first of all?
We're south of Storm Lake, about 10 miles.
All right. So, from what I understand, you supply the turkey that is going to get pardoned by the president?
We are, yes.
That's awesome.
So is the turkey still with you on its way to D.C., already in D.C.? What's the situation?
We are all here.
Oh, okay. Do you get to go with the turkey?
We do.
No doubt. So you're going to get to meet the president.
I don't know about meeting the president, but...
Oh, you haven't been thoroughly vetted then?
That's right.
What's going on, Chris?
We get to go, but that's all I know as of now.
Well, hopefully then you will also get to meet the president. That would be very cool. Now, tell us, how does something like this come about? How does your farm, your turkey, get chosen as the one to be pardoned?
Well, that is up to the National Turkey Federation. As John Reich was the chairman this year, and he made the decision. He called and asked me if our family would like to do it, and we said, yes, of course, we'd be honored to.
Absolutely.
No kidding. That's great. So how long have you been farming turkeys?
Be 9 years in February we've been doing it.
What'd you do before that?
I was a diesel technician for John Deere for 4 years. Mm-hmm. I went and got a degree in diesel technology. Then I went to work for John Deere for 4 years, and I wanted to come back home and farm. But my dad, he didn't farm enough acres to support both of our families. So he put up turkey barns so I could have an income.
And so you got a turkeyology degree then, right?
That's right.
Turkeyology degree. That's awesome.
It's a big learning curve, too.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. Anytime you're taking care of a new animal and on that kind of scale. Now, how many birds do you raise a year?
Well, we have 9 barns, and there's 90,000 birds or total. I mean, there's 10,000 birds in each barn, so we have 90,000 birds total.
Ooh, man.
And we can do about 2.5 flocks a year.
Okay.
So you're more than 180,000.
So to get the total vetting of a turkey, you get Secret Service coming down in their black SUVs. You have one guy with a big hat that comes in and says, all right, where's your turkeys? Line them up. We got some questions for them.
Right?
We got to pat them down.
Yeah, we got to check their backgrounds, make sure they don't have any weird political leanings.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. So you got to be careful there. You got to be careful what you say. Be careful what you say to the turkeys. Do you have Secret Service there now?
No.
Are the Secret Service coming to pick it up or what? What's
big panel I don't think so. I don't think so.
All right. Hey, these are questions people want to know.
I don't think they'll have to go through the metal detectors either or anything like that.
Are you sure?
You don't have those little ankle bands on them or anything, do you?
Nothing to detect the president. Are you kidding me?
That's good.
No cell phones under the wing.
Well, I'm sure that you raise some beautiful turkeys if one of them has been chosen, because I know in years past those pardoned turkeys have been awfully pretty. So that is super cool, and we thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, Chris.
No problem. Yeah, they're gorgeous turkeys.
If you get that turkey back, are you going to stuff it?
No.
I mean, it was the turkey got pardoned.
Wait,
I mean,
what happens to the turkey if it's pardoned? Where does it go?
This year, they are going to Virginia Tech.
Oh, so they're going to get smart. Okay.
They built a special building just for them. It's going to be kind of like their mascot.
At Virginia Tech, do they have like an ag program and the turkey's going to hang out there?
Right. Yep. Uh-huh. They have a veterinary program, you know, just study them, I guess.
Okay.
All right. So, Chris, let me ask you a question. I mean, just between me and 10 million people. Did you name this turkey yet?
No, that is up to the White House. They are doing that later on this afternoon.
Really?
It's a vote, and everybody can go vote on it. They go to Twitter, and I think it's hashtag TurkeyPardon2016, and you can vote on names.
But what an honor.
What would you suggest if we're all going to tweet out our votes? What would you name this turkey if you could?
Well, I think they have the list narrowed down. I think all you got to do is click on which one you like.
Okay.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, we will put the word out to do that. I will definitely tweet out my vote. Hashtag TurkeyPardon2016.
I got a name.
That's so much fun.
Gobbler One.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
there you go.
Right? Yeah? Right?
All right. Chris Domino from Storm Lake, thank you so much for talking to us, and congratulations on the honor of having your turkey chosen this year.
But thank you. You have a great day.